45 degrees, overcast skies here in Madison at 527. Time to head out to the Madison Country Club where cross-country action is going on. They're going to be wrapping that up pretty soon with the announcement of the winners, and we're going to get that on the air for you. Here's Paul Ramo.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, the Section 3A cross-country meet is done. The boys ran at 4. The girls just completed. Now we got everyone gathered around the Tom and Steve Bly Memorial Stage. Here at Madison Country Club, a lot of people here, and we're going to find out who is qualified for the state meet. And I think we're going to start. Yep, we're good now, so we're going to start. Here's the results of the Section 3A Cross Country Meet here at the Madison Country Club. And
All right, we're going to get awards started here pretty quickly. Before we do the race awards, I'm Jordan Pater. I'm the section rep. I'm responsible for the Academic Awards and the Coach of the Year Awards. So I'll start with the Academic Awards. What we do is Team GPA. If your team GPA is between 3.75 and 4, you get the gold level. If you are between 3.5 to 3.74, you're silver level. So starting with the gold level, we have Cambie Mineota Girls, Cambie Mineota Boys, Laverne Girls, Southwest Minnesota Christian Girls, TMB WWG Girls, and then MCC Fulda Girls. And Lackapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd was golden boys and girls as well. Silver level, Central Minnesota Christian Girls were silver. HLO combined boys and girls were silver. Lakeview boys and girls were silver. Laverne Boys, Wyndham Combined, and then MCC Fulda Boys were silver level. So Coach of the Year, this is voted on by the coaches in the section. We'll start on the girls' side. Girls' side, Coach of the Year is Ben Codette from Redwood Valley. And then the boys' Coach of the Year was Pete Janiszewski from Laverne. And then the assistant Coach of the Year goes to Jennifer Ufkin from Cambie Mineota. I think I said that right. All right. And that's all I got. You guys are
all right. Jennifer Ufkin was the assistant coach of the year. Name just named. So congratulations to Jennifer. And we'll get the results here in a little bit. And so I think... Greg Wyam will be your PA guy. Greg Wyam will be your PA guy, and he'll give the results and call the kids.
Some of you are cold and hungry. There's still concessions available, hot dogs and bars and hot chocolate. So that might entertain you before you head home here. But we'll get our awards going in a moment here. But there are some hot things available over by the clubhouse.
That was Chad Felton. He's part of the PA system here, too, at the Section 3A cross-country meet being held at the Madison Country Club. And the results are in, and we'll find out who's going to go to the state cross-country meet next week, Saturday, November 4th, I believe. It's being held at University of Minnesota campus this year. That's a big change. It used to be at St. Olaf in Northfield. And... So that's a big change, so if you'll be going to the University of Minnesota.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Section 3A Cross Country Sectional Championship.
Here's Greg.
We're going to start out first with the boys' individual finishers. First, I'd like to thank the meet managers this year. This year, the athletic director, right here, Mr. Stelter, and John Sherb is also a co-manager, Zach Stelter. Okay, first individual, the top 10. Can you please come up to the stage as I announce your name? In 10th place, from Redwood Valley, Landon Norby, with a time of 17 minutes and 19 seconds. In 9th place, as a state qualifier also, from Huron Lake, Okabena, Tim Salentini. In 8th place, from Laverne, with a time of 17 minutes and 14 seconds, an individual qualifier, Owen Zanizewski. In seventh place, from Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, with a time of 17 minutes and 6 seconds. Individual qualifier, Gavin Carl. In sixth place is an individual qualifier from Russell Tyler Houston with a time of 17 minutes and 1 second, Logan Rolfe. In fifth place, an individual qualifier with a time of 60 minutes and 52 seconds for Murray County Central of Fulda, Evan Baumgartner. Evan, in fourth place, an individual qualifier with a time of 16 minutes and 52 seconds from Windham area, Aiden Newman. Aiden was a qualifier as a team, not an individual qualifier. He's still top 10. Now in third place, as an individual state qualifier with a time of 16 minutes and 51 seconds from Laverne, Ryan Fick. And in second place, with a time of 16 minutes and 36 seconds from Redwood Valley, Killen Click. Killick. Kylan. And in first place, the champion, with a time of 16 minutes and 15 seconds from Redwood Valley, William Ahrens. Thank you, guys.
That was the top 10 individual, top 10 at Section 3A. And now they're going to do the team awards on the boys' side. And then we'll get to the girls' awards here from the Madison Country Club. Here for Section 3A Cross Country, appreciate you tuning in to 92.1 FM. Also listening online on KLQPFM. com. Quite a crowd here around the Tom and Steve Bly Memorial Stage, and Greg Wyam is your public address announcer, and I believe he's going to do the team awards next, so here's Greg.
And now for our team finishers. In 17th place with a score of 434, Bold, B-O-H. In 16th place with a score of 387, was Wabasso. In 15th place with a score of 367 is Tracy Milroy Ballatin. In 14th place with a score of 355, here on Lake Okabena. In 13th place with a score of 346, Russell Tyler Ruthton. In 12th place with a score of 341, Adrian Ellsworth. In 11th place, with a score of 336, Southwest Minnesota Christian, EHS. In 10th place, with a score of 290, Lakeview. In 9th place, with a score of 269, Springfield Cedar Mountain Comfrey. In 8th place, with a score of 226, is Montevideo. In 7th place, with a score of 220, Jackson County Central. In 6th place, with a score of 180, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd. In 5th place, with a score of 174, Canby, Minnesota. In 4th place, with a score of 98, Murray County Central. In 3rd place, with a score of 79, Laverne. And the state qualifiers as a team. And again, can I please have you come up for awards and pictures with 77 points in second place, Redwood Valley.
The top two teams.
Can I please have you come to the stage, Redwood Valley?
The top two teams qualified for state. That's Redwood Valley with 77 points. Boy, they just edged out Laverne. Laverne had 79 points, so a spot or two there. Redwood Valley actually finished 1, 2, 10, 31st, 33rd place. They're top five runners. And they're up on the stage now, getting their red ribbons and medals. And they're going to be taking some pictures here. Second place to the Redwood Valley Cardinals. And they're holding their plaque with their picture in it already. They already got the picture in the plaque that'll be hanging at the Redwood Valley High School. And a lot of pictures being taken. But huge crowd here at Madison Country Club here.
Congratulations, guys. Good job.
Now we have the first place.
One winning Section 3A, qualifying for state in first place with a score of 59, Windham Area.
The Windham Area Eagles, they're called, and they are Section 3A champions. They finished in this order, 4th place, 11th place, 13th, 15th, and 16th, for a score of 59. So a great job by the Windham Area Eagles and the Redwood Valley Cardinals. They will represent Section 3A at the state cross-country meet at the University of Minnesota next, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. I believe it's November 4th. And I believe they run in the afternoon. So, well, some moms want them to get closer together. So a lot of moms taking pictures, newspaper people here. And good crowd once again here. Actually on hole 9, right by the number 9 green. That's where the Steve and Tom Bly Memorial stage is set up. And now I think we're going to, Greg Wyam is going to mention the girls.
Congratulations, guys.
Individual qualifiers.
There's the champions right there.
For state and girls coming up here. And it was a close results on the girls' side as well, so you have to listen up here. Bob Gray and his wife, they handle the finish line with all the technical part of it and the automatic, I believe it's on athleticlive.com or YZettaTiming.com. That's where you can see the final results, YZettaTiming.com. And just look for Section 3A Championships. And you'll see the results there, but we're going to get the girls' results right now. They changed it. It used to be the top 10 go to state individually if you weren't a part of the two teams that qualified for state. Now they've changed it. I think it was like this last year, too. Now it's only the top 6. And I know that's an issue.
And now for the Section 3A Girls Individual Awards. In 14th place is an individual qualifier from state from Pipestone area with a time of 20 minutes and 55 seconds, Taylor Post. In 12th place as an individual state qualifier with a time of 20 minutes and 48 seconds from Jackson County Central, Cora Pauling. In 11th place, with a time of 20 minutes and 37 seconds as a state qualifier from Laverne, Summer Moleberg. And the top 10 finishers are, with a time of 20 minutes and 31 seconds from Canby, Minnesota, Claire Stokes. In 9th place, with a time of 20 minutes and 13 seconds from Redwood Valley, Ellie Nelson. In 8th place, with a time of 20 minutes and 8 seconds from Canby, Minnesota, Maya Pesky.
Pessick.
Pessick, excuse me. In seventh place with a time of 20 minutes and 7 seconds from Redwood Valley, Madeline Munsell. In sixth place with a time of 20 minutes even from Canby, Minnesota, Brayden Merritt. In fifth place with a time of 19 minutes and 59 seconds from Redwood Valley, Laura Luzzi. In fourth place as a state qualifier with a time of 19 minutes and 50 seconds from Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, Chloe Cleggie. In third place as a state qualifier with a time of 19 minutes and 49 seconds from Windham area, Kaylee Watkins. In second place with a time of 19 minutes and 46 seconds from Redwood Valley, Addie Tomes. And in first place as a qualifying champion with a time of 18 minutes and 47 seconds from Laverne, Jenna DeBates. There we go, Section 3 girls, top 10 and state qualifiers. And now for our team awards. In 18th place with a score of 498, Yellow Medicine East. In 17th place with a score of 460, Montevideo. In 16th place with a score of 423, Lakeview. In 15th place with a score of 369, Hero Lake, Okabena. In 14th place with a score of 368, tying with 13th place is Russell Tyler Ruthen. In 13th place with 368 points is Wabasso. In 12th place with 345 points, Tracy Newell-Ballaton. In 11th place with a score of 318 points, Adrian Ellsworth. In 10th place with a score of 269 points, Central Minnesota Christian. In 9th place with a score of 267, Windham area. In 8th place with a score of 244, Springfield Cedar Mountain, Comfrey. In 7th place with a score of 229, Pipestone area. In 6th place with a score of 177, Jackson County, Murray Central. In 5th place with a score of 132 points, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd. In 4th place with a score of 131, Laverne. And in 3rd place with a score of 113, Murray County Central. And the team in 2nd place with a score of 64, can I please see if the team come up? Canby, Minnesota.
So the Canby, Minnesota girls are going to the state cross-country meet as a team. They scored 64 points this afternoon here in Madison, and they're getting their runner-up ribbons and plaques as well. So congratulations to Coach Allison Pessick, Jennifer Ufkin, and the coaches there, and the Canby, Minnesota girls will hopefully be talking with some of them here after the awards ceremony and get some Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd individual winners as well. And they got a bunch of smiles on their face right now as they're getting pictures taken. Listen to the Canby Minnesota fans. There's a lot of them here tonight here in Madison. Braylon Merritt, the senior. Braylon placed 20th last year in the state. And see if she can improve on that.
Congratulations, girls. Second place, Canby Minnesota. And now in first place, the champions of the Section 3A, going on to state, Redwood Valley with a score of 36.
I should mention, this is how Canby Miniota placed. They went 6, 8, 10, 19, and 21. And their alternates ran 25th place and 39th place for a total of 64. So congratulations to Canby Miniota girls cross-country team. And we want to visit Redwood Valley. Girls are section champions, and they're getting their pictures taken as well. And we'll they're taking their pictures there. Let's visit with Gavin Carls. Gavin Carls here from Lacapral Valley, Dawson Boyd. And Gavin, you hold that mic up to your mouth there, okay?
All right.
There, up close here. I'll hold it for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you got what place again?
Seventh
place, yep. And a time of 17 minutes and 6 seconds.
Yep.
Is that a personal best or close to it?
2 seconds off.
2 seconds off?
Yeah.
All right. What grade are you in?
Junior this year.
Okay. Are you excited to go to state?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to state last year?
No.
No, you missed out last year? Okay.
Yeah,
so this is your first time?
Yeah. No, this is the second time.
Second time. Okay.
Freshman year I went as a team.
Talk about your run here today in Madison. Cold?
Felt really smooth. And obviously had the home field advantage here. So
yeah.
A lot of cheering going on for me.
Was it slippery?
Oh, at times it was, yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Hot out there.
Good. Well, best of luck to state tournament. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Gavin Carl. And we'll talk with Glowy. Clanky, too. Let's get Glowy over here, Gavin. Chloe. Yep. Got to get the girls' results up here and see. Chloe Glagie joins me. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's it feel like to go to the state?
It feels pretty good.
And you placed fourth individually.
Yes.
What time? 19 minutes and 50 seconds. Is that a personal best?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, you got to be excited about that.
Yeah.
So you ran well today then.
Yeah, I did.
Talk about the run.
It was pretty good. It didn't really feel many of the hills. It was just kind of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to stay up with the leaders?
Yeah.
There was a girl from Laverne. She's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Very good.
So the Canby Miniota girls, you've always competed with them year-long, but you got ahead of them, or did you see them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with them for a while, and then I just kind of got up there. So.
A little larger crowd today than usual. What
yeah.
That, did that affect you?
That helps. It usually helps when there's more people cheering you on.
Yeah. So when you found out you were going to state, what went through your mind?
I was just really excited.
Your sister was behind you, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Talk about her for a minute.
She's been training with me this summer, so I was pretty happy when I found out that she's been doing really good this season. So,
good.
Yeah.
All right. So you get to go run at University of Minnesota.
Yep.
Not this Saturday, but the next Saturday.
Yes.
Got a lot of family here?
Yeah, I'd say so.
A lot of friends cheering you on?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a big smile on your face. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. That's Chloe Glagie from Lacapral Valley, Dawson Boyd. Qualifying for state, and we'll see if we can get Allison Pesek here, Jennifer Ufkin, and maybe some of the Canby Miniota girls. Maya, get Maya over here. There's Allison. I'm done. Let's go. I got Allison over here. I got to find my phone. Hi, Allison. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Gotta give you a hug.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, talk about the girls' effort here today.
Well, it was a great effort, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
They did what they needed to do, and our goal was top two, and we were number two, and we're heading down to the state again this year.
All right. Just talk about the run here, the race. Difficult? Was it wet for the girls?
Well, it was wet, but really the mist stopped as the boys were out there running, and it turned out to be a very beautiful day.
All right.
So, yeah.
Anybody run their personal best, you know, after looking at the scores?
Maya Pesek did.
Oh, yeah. You know her?
I don't know. I would have to look at
okay, I got
some
it.
Of my other ones.
Yep.
I haven't looked at time
okay, yep.
completely.
You're
so.
Too excited, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, well, congrats.
I do all that analyzing
yeah,
after
and,
I come down.
Okay. You do that tonight when you get home,
Maya. Right.
And Jennifer Ufkin was the assistant coach of the
That's
year.
That's right. She sure was, and she deserves every
well,
bit of it.
We've got to get her over here.
Jennifer Ufkin,
here.
Assistant coach of
come on,
the year.
Come on,
come on over.
Congratulations, Jennifer. You didn't know that?
No, I was picking up camp.
You're picking up camp with
them. I was helping pick up camp, yeah.
All right.
Well, a good assistant would.
Yeah. Talk about your team, the team effort here today.
They're awesome. They ran so good. They did great. I couldn't be happier.
All right, good. Well, it's not at St. Olaf this year. It's at the university, so that's a
We're
little
heading
different.
Heading down to something brand new, all of us together.
Together, all right.
Yep.
I'll probably come next week and do a little interview with you guys.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you celebrate. Can we talk to some of the girls?
You bet. Girls, come on over.
All right. We got the whole team here. Where's Braylon? We'll start with Braylon. Braylon, I'm going to let you interview the girls just for fun.
Oh, yay. Let's go.
Congratulations, Braylon.
Thank you.
Talk about your run here.
You
placed sixth individually.
Yes.
20 minutes on the mark. Is that a personal best or close to it?
No, it's not my closest. It's not my best race. I haven't been feeling very good today, but I knew I had to pull through, and I did. And I'm not mad at myself.
All right.
By any means.
I'm going to let you interview your teammates.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Gotta get the mic up to their on, girls, gather around here.
I think Maya was next runner. Yeah.
Make sure you say your name a lot so the listeners know.
Maya Peszek. That's how you pronounce it.
Emphasize on that.
Maya, how did you feel? Because I know you felt good.
I felt amazing. Honestly, yeah.
Was that a personal best, Maya?
Yes, it was by 4 seconds.
20 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yep.
By 4 seconds, good. Some more questions for Maya. Pressure's on, Braylon.
Oh my gosh, this isn't my job. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You got anything? Nope.
Okay. Come on, Claire. Girl. Come on, Claire.
Claire
Stokes. Claire, you placed 10th. Talk about your run.
It was very cold. And I didn't feel very well, but that's okay.
Well, you got two girls that didn't feel well. You're still going to state. That's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to feel great next week. Amen.
Are you excited to go to state?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Good job. Who else we got on the team here? Come on
next.
Quick.
This is Jordan Jostock, another little eighth grader.
Jordan placed 19th with a time of 21:21. How's that time compared to your season?
My personal best for the season.
It is. Awesome. Got to hear a cheer for that, right? All right. Have you been having a great year? You like cross country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think it was Taylor. Taylor Arata.
Taylor Arata. Where are you here, Taylor? What place did you get? Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
Okay. Did you enjoy the run? Talk about your run.
It was pretty good. It was cold.
Was there a tough part?
The end.
The finish coming down the hill? You don't like to come down the hill a little bit?
I was just tired.
Okay. That means you're giving it your all then, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excited to go to state?
Yep.
Okay. Braylon, are you got girls close? You do a lot of bonding?
Yes, we do. That is something we're very good at. We'll be doing a lot of bonding this next week. That's when we do our most bonding. I think we'll have like a billion matching different outfits probably.
What's that mean, matching outfits?
Well, I don't know. Just like because you got to be cute.
Okay.
You know?
All right, don't want to miss anybody. Did we get anybody on the
list? Ava. Ava is our new girl. I got her out from track, just so you know.
I thought it was Eva. No, the guy, Ava.
Ava.
Okay, sorry. Well, how'd you do?
Pretty good. I almost hit a PR, but not quite there yet, but otherwise the race was good.
Okay, Ava Danielson, 21 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yep.
Is that about average?
Faster than usual, I guess. Usually run the 22s.
All right. What do you like about being on cross-country team?
Definitely the bonding and how close everybody is with each other, and it's fun to run with people, and it's just a really great experience.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for all you guys, girls, for going to state. That's awesome. Anybody else? Did we miss somebody?
Okay. Donna.
Go ahead, Braylon. Go ahead.
This is Donna.
Donna who?
Briggs.
Okay. How'd you do, Donna?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right.
This is a new PR.
All right. Have you run on the Madison course before?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of it? Tough? Easy?
It's one of the easier ones. PR by how much?
About 10 seconds, I believe.
A PR by 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great job. Now you do a PR at state, too, then, right?
Yeah.
All of you, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And we have Lily and Hannah that we'll let them talk, too. Because they're a very big part
of the alternates?
Team. Yes, this is Lily and Hannah.
All right, go ahead. And their last names?
Wallum. My feet are really cold. Really cold.
Did you guys run today as alternates? No. Okay. Okay.
And Hannah.
Go ahead.
Okay. They're really big supporters for us. Just because they're our alternates doesn't mean they're right up. They're right there with us. It really does mean a lot that they're here with us, and we couldn't do this without every single girl on the team. And it's not just these seven. It is everyone, and everyone matters. So. You know, this is Hannah Fadness. I don't know what she wants to say, but she had a great season, too. How did you feel cheering us on today?
You guys did really good.
They made signs for us. Tell them about the signs.
Talk about the signs. You made signs? What kind of signs did you make for the team?
It said, we run when it's really hot, hot, hot.
Oh, is that what the sign said?
Yeah. It basically has, all our faces on it. So
all right.
I don't know.
All right. Real good, girls. Congratulations on going to state. Braylon, nice job with the interview.
Thanks. It was not very good.
Yeah, you have a job at the radio station if you like. So.
I'll pass.
All right. All right. Congratulations, Braylon. Yep. Congratulations, girls. Good job. That's Camden Mineota girls qualifying for the state meet. And, we'll be following them along at the state meet. Once again, the state meet November 4th at the University of Minnesota. So I'll post the results on my social media site so you can see how everyone finished. And I want to thank Coach John Sherb for all his help that he's done helping me out here today. John worked really hard setting up everything here at the Madison golf course, and now they're taking everything down, and it's getting dark, so I better get out of here. So Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Thanks everybody for listening.